Recording?
Yep.
Hey everybody. Welcome to Last Call Garage Season 6, Episode 4?
Yep.
Yeah? Did I nail that?
No, Episode 5.
Damn it.
Episode 5. I'm Samir.
Close. I'm Wayne.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Azid.
I'm Arvind.
And I'm Ed.
And let's see, who wants to go first? Wayne, since you actually had something to talk about, how was your week?
I got my car back.
Yeah. Yeah. When?
It only took, 4 months.
Jesus Christ. Well, to be fair, it was basically totaled.
To be fair.
It's maybe like $1,000 short.
It was like 2% short, I think.
So how long have you had your car now?
A couple hours.
We just dropped it off today, right?
Yeah.
As a dealership?
Yep.
How come they dropped it off at the dealership and not at home? Did you just ask for them to do that?
Oh, yeah. So I need to do recalibrations tomorrow. Because they took off the windshield.
Yep.
Is your windshield still cracked?
No, it's like I have HD vision now. It's crazy.
It's a battle between Ed's crunching and Wayne's like...
These chips are hella good, bro. My bad.
You have... HD vision.
Yeah, it's like it's never been this clear before.
Your glasses or your windshield?
Did you get new glasses too?
No, a little old.
That's the most Wayne has talked on the podcast.
For his week update, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, pop on someone else.
He talked a little bit more about seeing Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Your homie?
Like I mean, right? Yeah, Ceddy.
Ceddy? That's y'all have nicknames now?
Yeah, the boy Ceddy.
I've been said.
Guy that has a P.O. box as his address, right, on his driver's license.
I didn't know you could do that.
That was a yes.
Yeah.
That's what he said last part. Two podcasts.
Wayne, who do you want to hear from next?
Ed.
Damn it.
He scratches his eye.
I got eczema.
You got eczema?
Week or past month? Because I've been on a hell long.
Let's just do week for now.
Yeah,
let's hit the high points.
I've been really busy lately.
Nice.
Looking for a new job.
Not so nice.
I mean, it's cool. Severance was cool.
Ow.
Also, a PTO payout was cool. I can survive for another 2 months.
Nice.
Before I dip into my savings. But, you know, part of that is going to be going to Vegas end of the month.
That's what savings are for, right?
Yep.
Gambling?
No. For a rainy day.
It has been raining quite a lot.
Yeah. My car's on the driveway now.
It's okay. I hate you, yeah.
It has been raining for, 3 weeks?
I mean, on and off, I guess.
It's supposed to rain on Sunday, but
we'll see about that.
Yeah. They keep hyping this atmospheric river or whatever.
It did
fucking
hit,
rain.
I keep forgetting that Ed's mic has a fucking stud sticking out right here. Keep tapping it.
Big, 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 big.
Jesus, what was that?
It was a mic.
Wayne.
Doing it. Ed. Doing
it. But yeah, my car is on the driveway now, so I don't have to park it somewhere else for street sweeping.
That's where it's going to stay for the next 6 years until it rusts away?
No, next 2 years until I have to get smogged again. Battery is dead. Alternator is shit. But yeah, besides that, I've just been working from home.
That's cool.
And gaming.
Damn, you've been working from home? Dude, we could have played Call of Duty today while I was working
from home. Oh, dude,
I had hella time today. I had to cook. Yeah, for my mom.
I was taking my sweet ass time with my work. I could have been done in like an hour and played Call of Duty for like 3 hours.
I got up early and just finished early. So I was pretty much done like 11.
Nice.
I was up until 4 a.m.
We played DMZ, but yeah, Warzone.
Yeah. Oh, that means I can play too.
Mm-hmm.
You never fucking play.
Exactly. Suck.
I'm back on Destiny 2. R.I.P. Zavala. Voice actor.
Yeah,
homeboy.
Lance Riddick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Did you say Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick.
J.J. Riddick.
Nice. Cool. Who do you want to hear from next?
Aaron. I want to hear from Aaron.
The only update I have is I recently got new frames for glasses. These aren't it.
Okay, everybody looked at his face. They look the same.
I don't know what they fucked up, but for the longest time, I just couldn't feel comfortable. It's the first time I ever had to
go. Oh, it was the one that slides off your face?
No, it was either too tight, like on the nose, on the ear. And then the worst part is that I don't know what changed. It's the same prescription, but I had trouble seeing things like far away, which is the whole reason I, you know, wear fucking glasses.
Yeah.
And so after the fourth time, I told him, like, look, these frames aren't just going to work out. So I'm getting new frames, and the lady was so nice. She gave me, like, really expensive frames and just did an even exchange.
Maybe they messed up, like, your people
distance? No. Yeah. Everything was the same.
Really?
As these.
Was it hella thick?
It's weird.
No, it was just Ray-Bans. Mm.
No, like the lenses, were they hella
maybe
thick?
Maybe your eye wasn't centered in the lens, you know?
Yeah, because it did the little marker thing to do.
Right, it's probably the hook in the back, too.
That's not, I don't know what it was, but I was driving from Tracy, the quinceañera.
Yeah.
At night.
Through out the window.
You know the signs that they usually put?
For blind people?
No, the signs on the side of the road.
Get off the road now.
For workers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, road closed.
Road work ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't see that for shit up until I was like two car lengths away.
That's pretty bad.
So,
damn.
I drove high beams pretty much right before I got to the, was it 580? Yeah. All that road.
The ultimate pass.
On the way back, I don't know what I took actually.
I know you said Altamont. I heard Ultima Pass.
That's what I heard too.
I work for a company that, because it's a startup, our bank was SVB.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Bank. So our CEO drew the money before the fiasco happened.
Okay.
Except for the $250,000 that's FDIC insured. FDIC.
Bro, your CEO just sitting on fucking meals at his house because he drew it out?
Yeah, she actually put it today. No, yesterday into a new bank. I don't know what
fat-ass. Like safe at the house, just all cash.
I don't know what.
That's crazy, dude.
Maybe it's a traveler's check.
This is as good as money. It's an IOU from the bank.
Yeah, the issue isn't whether we'll survive; it's whether the clients that were also paying us were customers of Silicon Valley Bank that did get fucked.
Yeah,
if they can't pay us, and that's
damn.
That's crazy, though.
Yep, that's my update. I'd like to hear from Arvin.
I don't think I have anything to share.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he doesn't drink anymore.
I'm slowly turning into an... I went to House of Prime Rib this week.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
For his birthday.
My boy, Jeff.
Why did... Whatever was in front of you was
that is his name.
Now, did you have a prime rib in front of you?
Yes.
In that picture?
Yes.
Why did it look raw?
Because I get my steaks medium rare.
Yeah.
That was not medium rare. That was gray.
My rib tends to look.
It was gray. It's well done.
Yeah. It was pink.
It's hard to tell because the room lighting was also pink.
Also, it was pretty dark in there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very like the.
Do they serve it with horseradish?
Yeah. They do. Three types of horseradish.
And the au jus sauce?
I hate horseradish.
I fucking love it.
You need to fix yourself.
Yeah. You're wrong.
It's that same flavor I get with like spicy mustard or brown mustard.
So you're wrong.
Hate it. No, I can't like it.
I mean, with mustard, I get it because it's a little much with mustard. But on its own, it's really good. I like
instead of horseradish, I put wasabi on my steak.
Yeah, I hate wasabi even more.
Do you like non-horsed radish?
Do you like stallion radish?
I would like corned beef, but I like potatoed beef.
Like he likes mustard.
Do you know I like classic yellow.
Do you know why it's called corned beef?
Dijon?
Salt.
Because they corned salt. The beef.
I went that like podcast.
Corned some salt.
Yes.
Dijon
yes.
Mustard?
Dijon?
What about Grey Poupon?
I
what the fuck is Grey Poupon? I'm not supposed
to brand.
Yeah. Oh, it's a brand. I thought it was like,
it's just Dijon.
Yeah, okay. I'm like.
Or Dijon. I just like French's classic yeller.
Yeah.
Heinz cool. Is good too, but
I mean the tart like generic brand mustards are fine.
I don't put ketchup on my hot dogs.
I just eat the seeds.
What? You don't put ketchup on your hot
No, you're because he likes his buns ripe.
You go to Illinois, right, for school?
Yeah. Mustard only,
that.
Bro.
Yeah, you should know that.
Mm. Mustard only.
I actually,
Chicago field. Dog is pickle, onion,
relish.
Put relish mustard. And mustard.
Yep.
I don't like horseradish or mustard. I'm sorry. Ketchup and mayo till I die.
For hot dog?
Yeah.
Oh, mayo's not bad. Mayo's not bad. I don't know.
Mayo is acceptable.
Ketchup and the Q-pie mayo.
Now, how do you put the mayo on? Do you put it on the bun or do you put it on the dog?
I put it...
Both.
So I put both condiments on a plate and then kind of dip it as I go.
It's interesting.
You're fucking interesting. Batman.
Okay. That's not the answer I was expecting.
How do you eat on the go?
My ketchup and fries answer?
Do not. I swear to God. Oh my God, Aaron, okay, go ahead.
I'm not done. Also, okay. Speaking of which, Arvind, I'm sorry,
because
I know it was your week. It must have been like 2 years ago. I mentioned that ketchup was originally a soup.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, ketchup was originally a soup.
Yeah, it was. I remember.
Originally, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I would not designate it as a soup.
I forgot where it was from. I was like, I know I've seen it somewhere. And today, just because I was bored, I put Meet Me in St. Louis with Judy Garland. That movie, classic movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First line.
Ketchup soup?
No.
Can I get a ball of ketchup?
How does this ketchup taste to you? Like, or taste, what is it? Taste?
What the fuck are you
How
saying?
How does this ketchup taste to you? Yeah. Too sweet, too flat, anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's vinegar-y.
That's it.
Thank you for that share.
Yep.
So I liked House of Prime Rib. Pretty good. I got that big ass cut.
How much was it expensive? How much are we talking?
For five people, we're $400.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Is it still free for seconds?
Yes, it is.
Did you bring some home?
No, I do not. Because my friends do beef. Not. Mm-hmm. And so I had to put all of that steak down in one sitting.
That's not a problem.
It wasn't a problem.
You got the.
I got the big boy king cut.
Okay. Would you recommend?
I would recommend.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. If you can get a reservation, it's worth it.
Okay. You go for your birthday.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
My parents can't go.
Just ask him to halalify it for you. Yeah. There was a Muslim guy.
Halalified?
There's a halal steakhouse in Dublin. That I was.
Is it still beef?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's halal. It's not.
Yeah, I know.
Hindu. I was supposed to go to that for my birthday, like. 3 years ago, and then we just flaked on it.
We'll go for your birthday this year.
I'm good.
I want to go with you.
I've never been to a
steakhouse. I can't go to a regular steakhouse with my friends. That's fine.
I've never been to a steakhouse because I know I can make a better steak for cheaper.
How do you know if you've never been?
I just know for a fact. You just pay $90 for a fucking New York strip.
Well, you pay for the ambiance as well.
Yeah, and the sides. The sides were really good.
Are they free?
Yeah, they're included in the meal.
All right.
So the salad,
I'm with
collard greens or something.
Cream spinach and mashed potatoes. That's what I got. I don't really like mashed potatoes, but I like these mashed potatoes.
What about mashed potatoes do you not like? Is it the potato or the mashed?
The flavor.
It's the texture.
The texture I'm fine. I just don't like the flavor. It's so like...
It's potato.
Yeah, but it somehow is like less flavor than potato to me, at least.
I can see where it's
going. I don't know, dude. Mashed potatoes with some chives in it. That shit hits.
Yep.
Yeah, I did make my own mashed potatoes. Like I mashed them, right?
Mashed sweet potato.
Mm-hmm. And I like those. And then I guess it's just the amount of butter. I guess I never add the right amount of butter
or milk,
which is all the ingredient.
Mm. Yeah. But it was good.
I put an egg in that bitch.
Really? Mashed potato?
Yeah.
Huh.
I want to circle back around to this hot dog thing real quick.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
I'll go to Hazen.
Ed said something that really is not. Stop. Let me stop thinking.
What?
Hot dogs are meant to be portable.
Oh, yeah.
How are you dipping? It's like the prime thing about a hot dog is you can eat it on the go. Okay. You have to have a plate with you at all times.
Okay, but like it comes in a wrapper. Or it comes with
You have
napkin.
The wrapper in one hand.
It comes in a napkin.
Yeah, exactly. So it comes in a napkin.
So you have that in one hand.
To wipe after you eat the hot dog.
Okay, so for example, when I get McDonald's fries, I use the bag as a plate for ketchup and
milk. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, but,
but you're not on the go.
Yeah, you're sitting when you're doing that.
Yeah.
What happens if you're eating a hot dog and walking?
You're late for class.
I don't know. I'll just put on my hand or something.
Just lick it and then take a bite.
He just has like a fucking cup holder on his waist. He dips his hot dog in.
My week was great. I'd like to hear from Azen.
Yeah.
Did you have hot dogs this week?
I did not have hot. I had hot dogs and noodles. Yeah.
I knew. I fucking knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you guys don't want to hear about my semester. Probably just a week. Oh. Yeah, dude. All right. So the highlights from my semester. I'll keep it a little short. Very draining. I had to write a lot of lab reports, close to like 100 pages of just typing. It's pretty ass.
At least you didn't have to write it. That'd be worse.
Yeah, you've seen my handwriting. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
It's called Chat GPT.
But they know.
They know.
Yeah, they know now.
There's another website.
The government or
the AI? They know.
Yeah. There's another website.
They know
that makes it
so basically
legible now.
So there's an AI that creates stuff for you, and then the AI that I have to use to.
What Chat GPT was it?
Sorry? It's like an AI automation for messaging. It's like a language AI.
You could ask it things. Okay. Yeah.
You could ask it things. You could also make it build you.
I thought it was the thing you scan your handwriting and it'll fucking write it for you.
No.
Yeah,
I use it for work too.
My boss tried to show me it and he was like, yeah, that's really cool. Look,
is it like Grammarly?
No.
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 He's like, he asked it for a spreadsheet formula and it was completely wrong.
Yeah, sometimes the messages it'll write, the language, I was just like, what?
They go back to the code? No.
But sometimes it's scary good. Like, it's something I would write.
Yeah.
So, yep, they like feet. I'm telling you. It's like catnip for them.
What the fuck?
She's going to fucking town on you. Dude, your feet stink or what?
Do you wear your bare
feet? You're going to look back. Or socks on the sandals, her head is through the sandal. Yeah, anyways, is it?
Yeah, so as Samir just said, you know, ChatGPT is not always the most accurate. And if I'm going to be writing a really long lab report that's worth, like, you know, 20% of my grade, I kind of don't want to take the risk.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Additionally.
So just add it into the equation.
So just copy and paste it and then kind
of. Or just proofread whatever ChatGPT
can. No, you get to type in ChatGPT and be like, this is 24% of my grade. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah, I'll try that next time.
Would you ask it to generate an answer? It wouldn't generate.
Yeah, you could ask it, because you could set parameters if, like...
So, basically, the prompt I'm going to ask it would be, like, a page and a half long, because it's like, we did a lab on these 10 different types of metals, mm-hmm. and this certain type of test, write me an essay. It's going to be wrong. Like, I can tell you.
It's not a very smart AI, then. Fuck.
Yeah.
You're just not using the right one.
Yeah, you can set up parameters pretty efficiently, and you start learning the rules, and then from there it's
you get the hang of it, the flow of it.
It gets the hang of it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's pretty scary but cool.
That's kind of creepy, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I use it to rate my social interactions with people.
Okay, anyway.
You get any snow
gloss over that one.
You get any snow in Illinois?
Actually, this winter was quite warm. Before I came here, it was like 70 degrees.
Really?
What the fuck?
In March, it was quite warm. I was like, damn, I'm gonna.
Over here,
climate is changing.
40.
Like I turned on the AC in my car. I was like, damn, I gotta turn on the AC. I was like, oh yeah, AC doesn't work.
Nice.
That's
yeah.
Great. Pull the window down.
And besides school, when I came home for spring break, I saw Steve Aoki live.
Oh, sick! You get caked?
No.
You were stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I was
in the crowd, just tall as Azid.
Yep, I was the tallest person there by a long shot. Yeah. And other than that, just, you know.
Steve Aoki's site live.
Yeah, he was cool. And
it's all ages too, or 18 and over.
No, it was 18 over.
Okay, yeah.
And then just.
You're 18?
Yeah, I'm almost 21, yeah.
Oh, wait, you are 21. What are you talking about?
Yeah, sorry, I'm 21.
22.
21, 21, 21.
Can you do something for me? Yeah.
And to finish it off, just, you know, catching up on drinking.
So catching up?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, I forgot. I got new tattoos since last time. Oh. My update. No, it's this one.
Yeah. What's that up? Is it wheat?
Who's next?
Samir's last.
I don't know. Who's next?
No, that's it. We've heard from everybody.
Oh.
Right, Sammy?
No.
Sammy!
Damn.
I don't know. I've been fine. I mean, despite doing, like, having to deal with the condescending remarks from my mom,
after learning that I have a vulva from Marvin.
Let's get into that. Oh, tell that story. Actually, yeah, that was something I forgot to mention. I broke the news to Sammy's parents about his Volvo. I felt good about that.
That was 2 weeks ago.
I felt good about that?
No. Nice. So Arvin walks into my house. My parents standing there hanging out. And he just comes over to me and just says, "How come you didn't drive the Volvo?" Quietly, at least he says it. And I don't answer him. And then it gets quiet in the room. And he goes, "How come you didn't drive the Volvo?" And I was like, "I drove the GTI." And then he looks at my dad and he goes, "You hear the good news? He got a Volvo." And my dad was like, "Huh,
he's
yeah.
He's Volvo gang now."
What? Yeah. And they even came over to my house last weekend and I offered to drive them to dinner in the Volvo. And they're like, "Nah, that's fine. We can take my car." And I was like, "What? You guys are giving me shit about it. You don't want to go in it."
How about you guys take the Volvo?
Yeah, so I did the timing service on it last weekend.
Nice.
Is it a chain?
No, it's just a belt. It's like, you could do it with your eyes closed. This shit's easy.
I don't know how to do that.
It's really easy. Mm. But I did have to go and buy a $200 stubby impact in order to get one of the rollers off.
Damn.
So that was cool.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just the tool only, because we had an extra battery, and then now I don't have a battery, so I have to buy, like, probably a stolen one off Facebook, probably.
Just say one from work.
No.
M12 or
what? I can get one from Uline. Yeah, M12.
I got to find mine. Actually, Greg might have one.
Yeah, he might.
He's going to give me one.
I can just get it for free from Uline if I spend, like, $1,500. It's easy to do. It's not my money.
Right. Hey, I need a new alternator.
I don't think Uline carries.
No, Denso.
Denso, they don't make the fuck.
He's out bad.
It's like $370 for a Denso one.
But I didn't drive the Volvo today because it's currently sitting in the spot that I parked it in with no coolant in it. Mm. Because
bone dry.
When I was doing the timing service, I didn't take the radiator out and everything. I just took the fan out because that's all you need to access everything. The only problem with that is it makes it a little bit hard to see the top cover where the water pump is. So we took the water pump off and Travis was helping me. And me and Travis like run our fingers around it. And we're like, cool, no gasket. Peel off a little bit. And then I didn't think to check where I couldn't see. So, and then we took like a 3-hour break to eat lunch and like go get that fucking stubby thing. And then Sandeep came over. And then we were just hanging out. And then we're like, all right, we should start. And then put the water pump on, put all the rollers on, start it up, fine, doesn't leak. Get to work the next day. And I'm like, that's a puddle into the car.
Fuck.
I should probably not drive this. And so, yeah, there's just a giant puddle.
Is it because of the gasket?
Yeah, because I think there's extra material at the top that I just didn't catch because it's all torqued down and everything perfectly fine. And you can see it leaking from the top, like tiny little stream.
Fuck.
So I'm going to tomorrow. I just have to take out the fan in order to get to it. So it's super easy. And I have like 3 extra gaskets because I didn't know the water pump came with a gasket. Actually I did, but I was like, I'll buy one just in case. And then I got the water pump, didn't realize I ordered a Graf water pump, and I was like, I don't think I'm gonna use this. So I went and bought a Gates water pump. So I had 2 water pumps and 3 gaskets. So I'm covered still. I got a gasket still.
Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. So I'm doing that tomorrow morning. Hopefully I can drive it again.
Did it run goodly after the...
Yeah, it runs great.
Goodly.
I got a PPI done on it. That was cool.
Uh-huh. Post-purchase inspection.
Yeah, post-purchase inspection. I paid $250 for them to tell me that the wiper blades skip over the windshield. And that it needs new tires. And, at least one...
How can
one
you
of
tell
the,
if you need new tires?
One of the fuel lines is cracked, so that was at least useful information. But it's, like, cracked on the barb, so it's fine as it is right now. But I have the fuel line and everything to change it.
Duct tape?
And electrical tape.
Yep.
And, the trans mount collapsed. That's it. That's all they had to say about the car.
Nice.
I was like, fucking sick, dude.
Mounts
awesome.
Do what mounts do.
I pulled off everything on the front end to look at that. Dude, the timing belt looked like it was brand new still. And the serpentine belt is genuinely brand new. Like, you can still see the markings on it. Damn. Yeah. Someone took care of that car. And I was looking at it. The splash tray by the windshield wipers, that's brand new too. I don't know who had that car before the Pakistani dude I bought it from. Yeah.
Okay.
But they took care of that car. So I don't have any buyer's remorse yet. It's good. Luckily.
It is a Volvo. You can't go wrong.
Well, you can, Mr. 4 check engine lights.
Well, that's because it. You're going to have to bleep this out. That's because I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah, 4 engine check lights. Four, leave it in. Four engines.
We're going to keep that in.
Which Volvo is it?
I've got it's a 960. So the 960 is a 750 or 760.
Rear-wheel drive.
Yeah, it's a rear-wheel drive Volvo. Ooh. It's factory LSD. It does burn out so easy. It's hilarious. So when the 850 came out, they realized that they had a 700 series that was bigger than the 800 series. So they renamed it to the 900 series and did a facelift. So it's just a 760.
How much does it weigh? How much does it tank?
3,500 pounds.
Dude, that's so
that's light. Lighter than my car.
Yeah, it's not bad, honestly. It's a cool car. It's fun.
It's the inline five, correct?
Six.
Yo,
it's six cylinder.
Yo, I'm down for a road trip.
Yeah, so they made the five cylinder a modular motor so they can make four cylinder and six cylinder versions. Mm-hmm. So I have the six cylinder.
You just take a cylinder off.
Yeah, basically. It's just a bolt on.
Yeah, it's a bolt on cylinder.
Use a stubby tool.
Yeah. It's a cool car. It's too bad I didn't drive it today.
It's a wagon, correct?
Yes, it's a wagon.
Does it have the rear facing?
It does not. Apparently, very hard to find in the US for those wagons.
He's like, damn, mine does.
Yeah. Yeah, mine does. Yeah, well, it's apparently really hard to find a 960 in the U.S., period, like wagon. Mm-hmm. They sold more sedans than wagons in the U.S.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's super clean. It's cool. It's a fun car.
Congrats.
A lot of space. A
lot of space. Really easy to get it to swing around. It's tight.
Is that a lot of space?
Yeah, my wagon doesn't swing at all. So I'm jealous.
I also found out that if I wanted to turbo it, I could do one of two things. I can get a T6 turbo manifold out of like an XC90. Or I can get a BMW like M50 top mount turbo manifold.
Louder shit.
The top bolts all line up on the motor.
What?
But the rear you just need to drill a couple new bolt holes and that's it. And it fits perfectly.
What?
Yeah. I don't know how that makes sense.
New holes in cast iron?
No, it's not. Oh. You don't get a cast iron. Yeah, it's cool. Mm.
What you're saying is you can unturbo a BMW.
Yeah. What I'm saying is I have a coworker with the turbo BMW that's in the middle of a build that I can take everything from. And I know where he lives. And I know for a fact the car is outside now.
Damn. With the hood unmatched.
I don't think he has a hood on. So that was my week.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. You know what I'm glad you asked. You know what my problem with bidets is?
That segue.
I don't like that I still have to wipe. That's a problem for me. What? What's that face for?
Alright, look. If you have like a violent time while you're using the restroom.
Or you just have a hairy ass.
Yeah, that too. And you use a bidet, you only have to wipe like twice maximum.
It's still a wipe.
Okay, but
I wipe twice.
You have to inspect it because you don't know if you got everything. And what if you didn't? You got to go back to the bidet and you got to wipe again, even though you already tried.
Wait, you don't check your ass in the mirror?
No, I don't. I don't do that. My mirror is kind of high.
You don't have a mirror on the floor? That's crazy.
Just like jumping up in the bathroom.
You mean your toilet seat is not chrome?
I'll just start asking Michelle to check for me.
That's
Wait, Arvin, do you check your mirror? Do you check in the mirror?
No, I see my handheld one is like turbo powered.
Like, I thought you meant handheld mirror.
Look, thanks like, for bringing that up. I got another problem with the bidets. Why does it even have pressure after three notches? There's no reason to use it. There's no reason.
That's a power washer after that. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, my handle, when I can work all the angles, I've developed a seventh sense. I know when my ass is clean.
The only thing I like about
bidets. So you're telling me you don't wipe?
Warm seats.
I pat dry. Mm. Do you prefer pressure with the bidet or water flow?
I don't use it at all.
I don't think I understand the difference.
I go dude wipe and then dry wipe.
You can have a lot of pressure, but not as much water flow. It's kind of like a pressure washer, like gallons per minute. But in this case, it wouldn't be gallons.
I didn't know they had lower pressure
bidets.
So basically what you're saying is quantity.
Higher volume, lower pressure.
Yeah. What you're saying is I just take a shower every time I take a shit.
Oh, you can have high pressure.
It's like turning on a water fountain and it's just like a little you.
Ooh, fruit punch.
Water flow and more pressure. But mm-hmm.
I like both of them to be high because I'm trying to get an enema every time I use it.
Jesus Christ. I don't think he's lying about that, honestly.
My ass is clean.
I'm a baby wipe gang.
Yeah, baby wipe gang. Yeah,
baby wipes are kind of weird.
Well, I did dude wipes then.
But you can't flush them.
No, if you get flushable ones, you can.
Yeah.
Okay, flushable wipes are still not flushable. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, well, it says flushable, all right?
Well, my place is newer enough, so my sewage system can take it.
Yeah, because I had to call the plumber one time because my roommate thought that flushable wipes were flushable. They were not flushable. That was like a 2 or 3 day ordeal. That
fixed. Yeah, but Illinois toilets aren't California toilets.
They spin the other way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't use dude wipes, I'd just be fucking painting Japanese flags. I don't want to do that.
Do you bleed a lot?
Huh? Yeah, if I'd use dry wipes all the time.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Yeah. How many times you shit a day?
Oh, that's five.
Four or five.
Five?
I think once you're using five. Wipes.
I got IBS, though. I
mean, yeah, same.
Wait.
High five.
I'm a two max kind of guy. If it's if I go three or more, it's a bad day.
I'm like a one every day and a half kind of guy.
If we don't eat regular food.
Holy fuck.
That's also true. Yeah.
You're getting blocked up by all that Kraft mac and cheese.
The only time I do this, when I go camping. I don't shit for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Day and a half.
Yeah, my body is just made of Oreos, Shin ramen, and vitamin water. Yeah.
Oh, I have a hemorrhoid.
You want to show us?
No, I don't. It's a really small one, but it's there.
What is
that? It's a little like bean feeling thing on your butt.
You say bean?
I hate what hemorrhoids are because they should be more painful than they actually are.
Yeah, you did preparation H.
How did you find your hemorrhoid?
I was wiping my ass. What do you mean? How did I find it?
Feel it. You're just like, ah! Yeah. You know you have a hemorrhoid. Yep.
Can you just I'm going to use the bathroom real quick.
Can you just pop it?
No.
No.
You do not want to pop a hemorrhoid.
That's what you get.
I don't know that you can physically pop it. You'd have to like lance it.
Like take a needle?
Essentially a tissue. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like inside of your butthole is pushed out
a
little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's like when you push too hard, bro.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like acne down there.
Nah, that's called acne.
That's called a pimple.
Hey, so you turbo shitting Sam then?
No.
You blew an ass gasket. That's what happened. You blew an ass gasket.
No, I don't know how it happened. I was just taking a shit one day, and I was like, oh, that's new.
Were you surprised? Like, babe, I have ass cancer.
So as soon as I felt it, I opened up Google.
No shit.
And searched the clip of Michael Scott in the forest yelling, I have hemorrhoids, and sent it to Michelle.
Sheesh. You're talking about toilet talk?
Oh, God. Yeah, I also found it when I was at work. That wasn't the best.
No.
It'd be nice if I was at home. We got to have hemorrhoid pillows at home. Not because Michelle has hemorrhoids, just because it's comfortable.
Nice save. Nice save.
Hemorrhoid pillows? Oh.
It's like a donut. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
It's like a pregnancy pillow, basically.
Yeah.
I've seen those, yeah.
Have you seen those?
I had a friend who fractured his tailbone.
Coccyx.
One of those.
Yeah, coccyx.
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 You gave me fire. Sorry, it's stuck in my head.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't get a bidet.
No?
No.
I don't have like buyer's remorse because it was gifted to me, but I find myself not using it more and more.
Use it.
I mean, I sit on bidets, but I don't use it because it's warm. But I don't
have a heated bidet.
Yeah, I don't have the fucking little sprout that comes out and fucking.
It's actually pretty
old. Yeah, but they're good design.
Yeah, no, I would be okay with a heated one, but that's money. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, if you buy it used, it's a lot cheaper.
Used.
Oh, God.
Hell no.
I'm sure we're at the point where you could just buy a heated toilet seat without a bidet.
Yeah, but
it's 2023. We have to have the technology.
We can make one.
Yeah, me and my roommate split one. It's pretty tight.
Like in half? Like you broke it?
No, like we split the cost of
it. It was used.
Yeah, no, we split the cost of a used one off Facebook Marketplace.
How much was a used one?
$40.
Nah, it was like kind of expensive. Because brand new, it was like $1,200.
Jesus Christ.
You buying a whole toilet?
Nice ass bidet.
That's a whole ass toilet.
Yeah, and then we got it used for like $400, and we just split the cost, $200 each.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
How used was it?
I mean, it was still white.
It was broken in.
Did you see the guy you bought off of?
Yeah.
Does it look like he shit a lot?
I mean, like, no. I mean,
and it's heated.
I'm cool with that.
No, but like, it was, I mean, like, he seemed like a, you know, like, he took care of his
thing. You ask him what the mileage was on it?
Show me the Carfax.
Show me the Carfax of the bidet, please.
I know, I have an idea. You know, like, toasters have those heating coils in them?
I'm not putting that in my fucking ass.
About it.
So you take the coils out, right? And then you wrap around the toilet seat.
I'm not trying to have a seared ass.
Nah, dude, just take the one out of your fucking Volvo seats.
Yeah, see? Perfect. Yeah. How much is that?
$130.
Oh, my God. For heated toilet seats.
This was the used one we got.
Why is it on Amazon?
It's not on Amazon.
Oh, it's not. $12.24. It's on sale for $12.24. It's $13.61 originally. Jesus Christ, dude.
How do you have a conversation with someone who's selling a bidet? Like,
dang.
Bro, I just
yeah. So you're a how is it?
You can tell nobody's buying this. They have 564 in stock.
No, I asked him. I was like, you know, does it get the job done? He's like, yeah.
It's all right.
And that's how that.
That's a big ass Italian dude. Just
a lot of pasta.
So, he's been through a lot of pasta.
Did you ask him why he was getting rid of it?
No.
That was a good question. Yeah. You should have asked that.
Yeah. I mean, he said, you know, it gets the job done. It was some Polish dude. And, like, you know, it gets the job done. And, like, I feel clean and halal after I use it.
So. He didn't say halal.
No, he said that.
Okay.
Yeah, I said, you know, it's like.
What did you buy off of? He bought off of someone else, so you're the third owner. Fucking of a
Get that
bitch. Do you run the Carfax on that thing?
Dude, the brotherhood of the traveling bidet.
He's like, yeah, I got the receipts right here, bro.
Where was the services done? Is that a reputable shop?
When was the last time gasket was replaced?
I can run Carfax.
On bidets?
No.
Yeah, on cars. Use a TIN.
If you find a VIN, I gotta run it.
For free?
I'm just gonna start getting VINs off random cars. Like, hey, Wayne, what's the Carfax on this?
It's like a Previa.
Wait, so if you run the Carfax, do I have to pay you for it?
That is actually a good question. I was going to mention.
Sure.
Speaking of Carfax, I was driving down 680 on my way home yesterday. And I was on the phone with my girlfriend. And I'm pretty sure I saw a dude running from a hit and run. Because I saw this Mercedes. What's the one your cousin has? The little one?
What?
The white Mercedes that your cousin has? It's like a CLA or some shit like
that. Yeah, CLA 250.
Yeah, so I saw one of those. It was gray, getting on the freeway. And I remember seeing it because it had its high beams on, and it was daytime. And then it flew past me doing like 100, and the front end was gone. And it was like blowing plastic everywhere. So I don't know who he hit, but he definitely hit someone.
Really?
Nice. I'm pretty sure. I didn't see a car behind me like pull over or anything.
In broad daylight?
So unless I happen to see a second CLA that just happened to be exploding on the freeway, I think he got in a hit and run.
Did you know that the CLA with the four-cylinder is actually a Mitsubishi engine?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Is it from the Evo 10?
4G63?
No, like, is it Evo 10 or Evo 9?
I don't know.
Because I will find that car.
It's from the new Eclipse.
I will find that car in the junkyard and take if it's a 4G63.
I'm pretty sure.
And what? What are you going to do with the 4G63?
Put it in the CT, bro. Hybrid 4G63, bro.
We went to Denny's last week.
Yes,
right?
We did. Yeah. Go to Denny's last week.
That was last
No,
week.
That was 2 weeks. Two weeks ago. We
saw an amazing car in the parking lot at Denny's.
That's right.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of Carfax.
Yeah, we need to run the car. What was it? Ranchero?
Nah, it was whatever the off-brand S10 is.
Okay, oh, yeah. The Ombre or something.
Yeah, it was an Ombre. That's what it was. It was Isuzu Ombre.
Yeah, that thing was amazing. It had a padlock on the door.
it had a padlock.
It was a padlock with, like, a numlock.
It really was.
Yeah, and the door handle was, like, off. It wasn't there. So, you know, it doesn't click in. It just, when you drive.
Yeah, we had to lock it somehow.
That? Isuzu Ombre?
I think so.
I can't see.
No, it was a Silverado.
No, it was an S10.
You know, it definitely said Ombre on it.
The headlights was, like, just fucked.
Well, they were, like, taped on.
This.
Missing the corners.
Did anyone take photos of it?
I took a photo of padlock.
Ed did. I thought I did, but I don't think so.
I took a photo of the padlock. That was the most important thing.
It was a pretty interesting car. I don't know. I'd buy it. We give him like $200.
Yeah, easy.
I mean, at a Denny's, yeah, anything goes, right?
But that was a brand new Denny's, though.
That was not very
new. Yeah, we went to a new Denny's.
Hey, they had like brand new? They had like a cornhole outside. With a fucking, what's it called? The Jenga. They had a big ass sign that says Hayward inside, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
All right, the last time I went
it's pretty fancy.
The last time I went
to. And then you sat down and it was a Denny's.
The last time I went to a Denny's was probably like 10 years ago. But Waffle House?
You were 12?
Yeah, I was 12.
You went to a Waffle House?
Yo, yeah, tell us about Waffle House. Yeah.
It was quite uneventful. It was pretty mid food, I'm not gonna lie.
What time did you go, though?
3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, here's your problem, dude. Everyone knows a good cook start at midnight.
Yeah, you gotta go during demon hours.
The witching hour.
When a girl's walking with no shoes on, that's when you know it's demon hour.
They just getting back on the ship.
Nah, I'm not talking about the employees.
No, not that, not those type of employees.
Okay.
Oh, goddamn.
Sorry.
Waffle House, what, mid?
I've been to Roscoe's.
Did you get the waffles?
Chicken and waffles?
Yeah, I got waffles.
Been there.
Roscoe's fire.
Yeah, Roscoe's pretty good.
It's okay. One in Jack London Square, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Wait, Jack.
This one here?
Yeah.
No. I don't think. No.
Yeah, there is. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Yeah.
I swear, because last time I went there was probably 5 years ago. And I asked my parents, I'm like, yo, they got to open one of these in Bay Area. It's so good. They're like, oh, there used to be one in Jack London, but I don't think that's there anymore.
I'm going to look it up.
Just fire. Next to Jack's Oyster House. Fish House. Yeah. Waffles are fire.
Yeah, it's there.
The butter waffles.
Oh,
in Embarcadero West, Oachland, California.
Okay. Oachland.
Oachland.
My bad.
Get out of here with your fucking fake news. Tell your parents they're lying to you. Confront them.
They just don't want you to go there.
Yeah, they probably don't want me to go there. Yeah. But Roscoe's pretty
good. Hear that?
Diesel.
Yep.
Look at that. Turbo.
Sounds mean.
Speaking of turbo, Aaron's car came in. Aaron's old car.
Yeah.
Aaron's old Jetta TDI. Right. That he sold for what? $17,000?
How many months ago?
Back in July. June.
Last year. Okay. Almost a year.
Yeah. It showed up at a certain number company for service. And I was walking to my desk for something. It was actually pretty important. I think I was grabbing an invoice or something. And I stepped into the shop and saw a gray Jetta sport wagon.
How
and I was
like, you?
There's no way. It had the same wheels as Aaron's. And then I walked around the back and I saw the little license plate holder with the camera. And I was like, fuck, this is Aaron's. And Orlando was working on it.
Nice.
And I was like, Orlando, what's wrong with this car? And he was like, this thing's beat to shit. He's like, the turbo's not happy. It's leaking fuel. Like, I don't know what's wrong with it.
The guy you sold it to must beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fine when you had it.
It was more than fine.
Yeah.
Orlando said someone beat the fuck out of that car. Yeah.
Just open the hood, set it on top of it.
So that day in the morning, the guy I sold it to texted me, telling me, actually, I still have the text.
You still got the receipts?
What was his name? Let's dock.
Nope.
Very quick to shut that down.
Nope. Fuel pump or turbocharger went, and it's throwing codes and blowing a shit ton of smoke out of the exhaust, and is driving in limp mode.
Limp biscuit.
So I just sent him like, yeah, this is an email for this service place.
Uh-huh.
That's that.
Wait, when did he send you that text?
That same day that Sammy saw it.
Oh, really?
So he towed it out there, and then, pretty much it.
Sounds like a Volkswagen.
So I got rid of it. Oh, actually, it ran immaculately.
And so he tried to blame it on you?
No.
Okay.
But one of those things that I knew that was going to go on at like 80,000 miles was the high pressure fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to deal with that, so.
Then it has to be high pressure? It has to be a bidet?
Chill.
It has to be a bidet? That's crazy.
Low pressure.
Yeah, chill, bro. We're not going nowhere. So the whole thing was fucked when it came in.
That's all I know. Sammy would know more.
Couple new dents.
I don't think so.
No.
No, it looked great. The ceramic coat that I had on.
Oh, the one you did?
Yes. Yeah. It looks amazing. Let me see if I can show you the picture.
Probably garage kept it. Huh?
I don't know.
No sun fade or anything. Oh, we took a picture of it.
Oh, wow.
In the shop.
It still looks like it's brand new paint. Looks good.
It's funny how he came to your old work to get it fixed.
He didn't know that I worked there.
Oh, okay.
I just said that I knew the service people there because they worked on the car.
Yeah, Orlando saw me taking a picture of it, and he was like, whose car is this? I was like, this used to be Aaron's car. He was like, oh, no wonder I remember this thing.
Was it towed there?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, if that guy wants to go back to stock, he's going to be waiting for a while on those DPFs.
Mm.
They're still backordered.
Exterior's fucking mint, though.
Mm. Yeah, interior's nice still, too. It's crazy. It's exactly Aaron's car. He didn't do a single thing to it.
Except
he even has
motor.
The same tires still.
Yeah, I know. I was running some Westlakes on that. He's still using them. I was like, bro, they were like halfway through their life.
Really good alignment then.
Who did that?
Or Kev. An owner that clearly just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Kev did that.
It's funny seeing your old cars coming in.
Yeah, I'm just curious to know what happened to it. Like, I need the car fast.
I mean, you can ask Orlando.
You're right.
You know the VIN of the car?
Yeah, I still have it.
Okay, send it to me.
3VWPL7J.
No fucking way you remember it like that.
I have like the first half.
I can't even remember my own social security number.
Really?
Mine's not.
What about your credit card numbers?
Last four.
Okay.
I remember last four social security numbers too.
You know, the really interesting thing about numbers is it's really easy to remember numbers in sets of four for some reason.
For me, it's six or seven.
For me, it's always four. That's why I can remember credit card numbers like nothing.
Yeah. Six or seven because I worked at Best Buy and it's just a.
You guys want the credit card number for the accounting department?
Just kidding.
Yes.
I actually saved my social security number in my phone.
Oh, nice.
As one of my contacts.
Protected.
As one of my contacts.
It's more than four.
What?
It's more than four.
On yours? It's not on mine. Mine's four sets of four.
Yeah, American Express does. This is the last three numbers or last five.
I've never had an Amex.
Oh.
Do you mind?
Could you show us off your skills by reciting your credit card number? I just want to know.
I can, actually. I'm not going to, but I can.
I won't believe it until I hear it.
Sammy has his Fourth Amendment right.
He needs a credit card number. I need the three digits in the back of it.
8,000?
Yeah, but what's my billing zip code, Wayne, motherfucker?
Oh, shit, catch 9, right here.
4538.
Nope. That's Fremont, dude. What the fuck?
Six.
Wayne's looking up the Carfax for the...
It's an Oregon car.
Yep.
It just came from Oregon. Mine's an Alaska car. Do you guys know that?
Wait, the Passat?
Which one? Yeah.
It was a fleet vehicle in Alaska.
Who the fuck was driving a diesel Passat in Alaska?
Not only is it just a diesel Passat, it is a fully loaded diesel Passat.
Dude, it had to be like some base commander.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, my LS was barrier car.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
The I want to say the Volvo was a SoCal car.
The CT was a SoCal car. And I think the chick who drove it before used it for like Uber and shit.
Mm.
But interior's all fine.
All right. Mileage inconsistency?
Mm-hmm.
So you reported the wrong mileage or?
Whoever did report the wrong mileage.
Dun, dun, dun. Aaron.
Aaron?
I'm chilling. I even printed out something that I had him sign that he understood that. He's buying the car as is.
Yeah.
Nice. Legally binding.
Legally binding.
Did you get it notarized?
No.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Wait, how do you get shit notarized?
Go to a notary public.
Notary?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Anyway.
USPS usually or like a postal annex.
What do they do? Did
you know,
just
it's funny.
They just sign it too?
USPS only does it like business hours. Even if they're open on Saturday and Sunday, they won't notarize
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Postal annex will do it anytime they're open.
So I have a question.
UPS. Sorry.
There's a notary public, right? That implies that there's
a notary private?
Yeah.
Or is it a private notary? You know, I've been thinking about becoming a notary public lately.
It's easy money.
Yeah.
You just fucking gotta.
Well, you just charge people to notarize it?
Yeah.
From your home?
Or I can go to them.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And I should do that.
Traveling notary publics gotta make at least okay money because, because who the fuck wants to go to a postal annex every time?
But how do you advertise it?
You just put a thing on Craigslist. You're like, hey, I'm a notary. I will come to you.
Upwork. Just some app too.
Fiverr.
Fiverr. That's what I was. Shopify.
Glassdoor. Shopify. Facebook Marketplace.
What was that one app that you could hire people to wait in line for you?
Oh,
TaskRabbit.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Yeah, you put it on there.
Yeah, it would work.
Watch some YouTube videos while you're waiting in line.
Yeah. So can you wait in line for these Jordans for me? Yeah.
Got you, fam.
For J's? Yeah, pay rent or J's?
Hey, man. The J's can't pay for the rent.
No, but with notaries, it's pretty easy money because even if the other person doesn't show who's supposed to sign documents, you still get paid.
You're getting paid, yeah.
Wait, so as a notary, do you have to read it and sign it or just sign it?
No, you just sign.
Either just sign it.
You're just there to verify that both people signed.
Oh, both of them have to be there. Oh, both.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Both parties usually have to be there.
Okay.
If it's a two-party contract, if it's just a one-party person, then you just need one person.
Yeah, and then you have to put in.
How much do people just charge?
I don't know.
How much does USPS charge?
20-30 bucks.
At a post annex, it's $10 a signature.
I'm charging 50 for it. I'm going to
place. I think it was 10. It might be $20 signature because I remember Michelle. Michelle got a life insurance policy switched over to her name that her dad had on her, and it was like $90 when she was done with it because there was hella signatures. What's that?
0.25.
I don't know, I have my glasses on.
Yeah, sorry. A standard notary cost range from $0.25 to $20 in our per signature or per person basis.
Nice. I could charge $15 a signature. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll charge 50.
And then you could get like a cool street name like El Notario.
Yeah, but then you gotta add a service charge and a gas gas surcharge, fuel surcharge,
transportation.
All the way to California tax.
Dude, Wayne is fucking loving this cat right now.
Wow.
Your California tax can go suck it. Hey, what are you doing?
In the middle of it.
That's goblin mode.
Yeah.
I think he's not capable of love, I'm telling you right now.
We need to get Wayne a kitty cat.
Wayne, you have a dog, don't you?
Yeah. My boss just bought a new cat.
Bought?
Like a, I'm assuming like a rehoming.
Yeah.
Or he bought it from a breeder. It could be.
Came from London.
Okay, he probably bought it from a breeder.
A Russian blue.
Is it a ragdoll?
No, but it costs a couple thousand.
Is it? Oh, it's a tabby.
There's no way a tabby costs a thousand. You can go to fucking, you can go to the Humane Society to get it for $10.
I don't know my cats. Tabby sounds English. That's the first one that came up.
That's Reddit. Garfield. Yeah.
Subreddit for cats like Melody. It's just called Standard Issue Cat.
Standard Issue?
Yeah.
Nice. Does it come with a holster?
They'll have like a My Cat Stop Working. EXE and stuff like that.
What the fuck? Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
I got laughed at work because they're getting handheld scanners for everything, right? So they go over to a bin, they scan it, and it allocates those parts that they need, right? And I told, like, someone was saying they needed holsters, and I was like, okay, if your shipping guys are going to need two, why don't you get them the underarm holsters? And they laughed at me. I was like, but it's a good idea.
Yo, that'd be sick.
Pew, pew.
Where was I when this idea was pitched?
Because in Illinois, obviously.
No, I know, but like, they should have pitched this idea like when I was still working there. That would have been nice.
That idea has been in the works since before I started working there.
Serious?
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Bro, why are you licking my feet?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Speaking of shipping, do you know that DHL jacket I have?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wore it like pretty much 5 days this week, and I went to go to like different dealers to pick up parts.
Mm-hmm.
And like every single time I was picking up, they brought out a cart full of packages for me.
You should have just taken them.
I was like, I don't work here. I'm picking up
they
parts.
They handed it to you. That's
well, no, that's their fault. You would have to scan it, right?
Nah, I wouldn't have to scan it.
Nah, that would have worked if you had the holsters. You had to scan it in the holster already. Just fucking.
Yeah. But the thing is, when DHL comes to pick up at our place, nobody stands there and watches them scan them. They give the card and walk away.
He said, I think you just found your new fucking rat. Like, just go there.
What did you just say?
Rat? I heard rat.
I was going to say rap or venture, but I just stopped. Scam, I guess, is the right word. You show up in a DHL jacket, steal parts, and resell them.
I'm not committing federal fraud.
It's not Federal
like,
Express.
It's like an ABC7. Bury a man. Steals $250,000.
If you don't want to commit federal fraud, are you willing to commit state fraud?
Bro, it's DHL's international fraud.
That's Chinese fraud. That's not really bad. That.
You just don't need to go to China.
What's
fine.
Pooh Bear gonna do to you, bro?
He's gonna send a balloon.
I don't think I like that cat.
What does it? What that one looks like? Puss in Boots.
Puss.
What must I say? Puss. Puss in Boots.
I know. I know.
No, you said it right. It's just funny.
I know he has Bengals.
The football team?
No, yeah. The Tigers, dude.
You bought it from Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Puss in Boots. Puss.
I have. Are there a lot of Bengalis in Cincinnati?
I don't think so.
There's a half Indian player on the Packers.
Okay.
That's about it. That's the only closest thing to a Bengali.
I'll take it.
Yeah. He's like a linebacker.
They're called the Packers because of packing wheat, right?
Cheese.
Packing heat. Cheese. That's what it was.
Oh, I thought it was something completely different.
It's all packing.
What did you think it was?
Like packing
meat.
Schmeat and heat.
Yeah, that one.
Packing heat and schmeat.
Yeah, packing heat. Or
shrimp wrapped.
Oh, he's from San Mateo.
Yep.
Tom Brady?
He's pretty good.
Eric Bakhtiari.
Yeah, Bakhtiari.
Is Tom Brady from?
He hella big.
Is he?
He's from Icelandic.
Really?
That's almost Indian.
Interesting.
Who? Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Barry Bonds also.
You say Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that.
They both went to Jim Parasera.
You don't know who Barry Bonds is?
I was supposed to go to Jim Parasera.
Sounds like
Junipero?
Yeah. No Bonds, man.
All he's boys school?
Bill Bonds, man.
Hard pass.
Barry Bonds is a baseball player. Was a baseball player.
Was.
Yeah. He was on it.
No, like, he was on that. He's on that Zaza. Smoking
Zaza in the needle.
Oh, like Breaking Bad, yeah.
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 Not really.
No,
but yeah.
No, steroids.
Steroids.
No.
Steroids.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
He's from the Bay Area, not Modesto.
Barry Bonds was a hell of a baseball player. Mm. Just happened to use steroids.
Yeah. He was like the last one of that generation.
Oh. You on that trend?
No.
It's Jose Canseco, Mark McGuire, and Barry Bonds. The last.
Not to be confused with Jerry Maguire.
Jerry!
I don't know either, I'm sorry.
Not to be confused with Maguire's also.
Or Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld, I know who that is.
Nice.
Oh, Jerry Springer's.
Oh, that's the Jerry I was thinking about.
Springer's.
That's like the one show me and my dad watched together, Jerry Springer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird.
Not even like.
That's a weird family show.
What's that, Judge? Judge Judy? Not even Judge Judy? No. They're on at the same time.
Jerry Springer.
She just made a cameo on How I Met Your Father.
Really? I didn't know that show was still going.
No, Father.
Father.
Yeah, I didn't know that show was still going. I thought they canceled it.
New season.
Oh.
Yep.
I just watched it for Hilary Duff.
Fair. That's fair.
God damn, bro. Like in the. And she's a Glock girl. Ooh.
Time has changed.
Did you say Glock or Glock?
Glock.
Okay.
Glock.
Okay.
Yeah, because I used to get home at like from high school at like 3-ish, and then my dad would be sitting home. He's like, "Is it you want snacks? Jerry Springer's on."
Nice.
I was like,
"That was
yeah.
the highlight of his day."
Dude, that was like the highlight of both of our days. Just get home and watch Jerry Springer.
That your dad really likes like gossip and shit. Huh?
I mean, like we just laugh, like.
It's called father and son bonding time.
Yeah,
seriously. That's the dad's thinking, why you fucking idiot? Look at this guy.
He told me, he was like, if you end up on Jerry Springer, you're not allowed back in this house.
That's Sheesh. Fair.
That's a good one.
I
yeah.
think you have to apply to be on Jerry's. Jerry Springer.
Okay, yeah. I just, my main goal in life is to not end up in front of Chris Hansen or on Jerry Springer.
That's a pretty good goal. Huh? Yeah. It's a pretty easy goal, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's a goal. I think it's just. Speaking of,
that's the law.
Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
There was like a cameo of that show on one show that I want to recommend, Poker Face.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
On Peacock, it's Natasha Lyons. She's the one that played Orange Is the New Black.
Okay. No idea.
Ruby Rose.
She's but the one with the hair.
Yeah, like the blonde.
No.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And who's the one that? Directed Glass Onion and Knives Out.
Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson. He directs this show. And it's really fucking good.
What's it about?
So she has the ability to call bullshit on things. Like,
oh, I heard about this. Okay.
And she knows when it's something someone tells the truth or someone tells a lie. And so she gets caught up
Okay.
Into a lot of adventures.
They're almost like vignettes where it's like an episode.
There's no like connecting story. They're like separate.
Yeah,
that's separate. Cool. I like shows like that.
If so you can pick up. You can pick up anywhere.
Yeah.
You can watch.
That's Melody. She's just playing with her little toy that her toy that she first got ever. Nice. She does that. I don't know why.
Not when she's taking a shit.
No, that's the other one.
How are you liking your new cat?
Yeah.
It's a lot to handle right now. a lot of sleepless nights sometimes.
Kittens are tough.
Yeah.
How old is it?
About him? 3 to 4 months.
Oh, damn.
Peak goblin.
So actually, no, 3 months.
You got some degen hours, bro.
Was born in like December.
Hey, so. December 8th.
You're identifying with a cat?
He's a cool dude. Like, he's very comfortable. Cats
with space racism.
You know, sleeps with his belly up, so.
Nice.
Has full trust, but like, he. It's tough to discipline him.
Yeah, he's very friendly. Nice. Yeah, he's a super friendly cat. That was the first time I ever pet Melody. She never comes out here when I've been around.
She's like, what are you talking shit?
She liked that feet.
What?
She likes Wayne's feet.
Hey, yo.
Oh, speaking of feet, oh Azen, are you into feet?
Feetfinders.com/Azen.
No comment. Nah. Wiki feet, fool.
I need to know why you said that.
This is you don't remember that there was a conversation going on in the group chat where Azen said he just wants to find a girl that's into the same things as him. And I said, bro, are you into feet as a joke? And then he didn't say no for like 30 minutes and the conversation kept going. And I even showed Jordan and he was like, bro, he didn't say no.
This is a safe space, Azen.
Do you like what you see?
Arvin, you have historically ugly feet.
Historically.
Yeah, I'm trying to turn them off feet.
You got some native ass feet.
Fair.
I do have native feet. It's disgusting.
You got six toes, bro?
Oh, he looked at me and was like, oh, bro, I need to see that. Can I take a picture?
Okay. That's why I swim with socks on.
He still hasn't said no.
He said no comments. I'm taking that as a yes.
Hey, you're your right to the Fifth Amendment, all right?
Hey, yeah. Invoke your... I plead the fifth.
He said, I plead the fifth. F-I-F, fifth.
Yeah. Just like jury duty today when I got out, I plead the fifth.
You had jury duty today? I need to hear about that.
No, you don't.
I got summoned this week. Like, I was just complaining to my dad. I'm like, I've never been summoned for jury duty. I'm never going to get summoned for jury duty. I'm built different. And then I got it in the mail today. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what you get.
Yeah. So then I just...
You tempted fate.
Have any of y'all ever served?
Yeah.
No. I tried. I didn't get selected.
I got selected, but then got off based on a bias.
Mm. Oh.
You said you were
what
racist?
What were you biased about?
You said you were racist.
There were five people that I knew. And we knew each other. It's like, yo. Hey, remember me from this? Like I do.
Yo, same thing happened to me. So I got summoned. And I went... The one time I went... My mom got something too. And she, wow. They questioned her first, like, mom, just speak broken English and they will let you go. Yeah. They're not going to give you there. And then they kept her. And then they questioned me, like, do you know anybody in jury? He's like, yeah, that's my mom. And we drove together and then it's like, okay, yeah, you dismissed. I was like, I'll pick you up later, mom.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was someone I knew that was Cody Rose's friend.
Nice.
Yeah,
there's
really
five cool. of you in the same jury thing?
And then he had like a group of two people that he knew from Mount Eden. And I was like, yeah, I've actually met with you guys before. So it was like a group of five of us that knew each other.
Nice.
So.
After you guys got dismissed, you're like, so Denny's?
No, fuck that.
They didn't just keep one of you guys?
No, we just
it seems them. Like the logical thing to do.
They kept my mom.
I got dismissed. Also, I know.
Fell over face forward and start flipped around.
He's looking for that. Have that wand underneath there.
Yeah.
You know the strings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one down there. Oh, yeah. This is Zoomy's hours, mm-hmm. I think. Yep.
Zoom, zoom.
Mazda. Zoom, zoom.
All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up. Right. Thank you guys for listening to Last Call Garage, Season 6, Episode 5. I've been Samir. That's Wayne, Aaron. Azen, thanks for coming, Azen. It's always a pleasure having you. Arvin, you're cool too, I guess. Ed, what's up? go ahead and give us a like on any platform you listen to us on, Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Follow us on Instagram at Last Call Garage. In that Instagram bio, there is a Discord server. You can join that Discord and talk to us. We're available 24/7. I now have Discord notifications turned on.
Hey.
So I'll get those. If you don't have Discord, we have an email, lastcallgarage@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Topic suggestions, criticisms, anything you want to hear from us, let us know. We're all ears. Give us 5 out of 5 stars anywhere you want to listen to us. I don't know what Arvin's saying.
I'm not all ears. I'm famously deaf.
Yes, and we also know that we need to be more consistent.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, these are trying times. You know, the economy's not amazing. Gas prices are through the roof. Yeah. We're all scattered across the East Bay now.
We used to live in the same city.
Now we're in different zip codes.
Yeah, well, we were always in different zip codes, to be fair.
I've got hoes in different area codes.
But yeah, leave us a good review. Thanks for listening. Good night.
And check up on your friends.
Thank you.